Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Speaker of the Assembly, John Aseguera. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias, Russell Rowe, and Trey Abney. All coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is brought to you by Capital Partners, bipartisan government affairs consulting with over 3 decades of diverse experience in government relations. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program the Speaker of the Assembly, John Aseguera. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We had the majority leader on the program yesterday, and the first question I want to ask you is, are you and he in lockstep on everything at this point?
Well, I don't know about everything, but, you know, we're close friends. We worked hard in the interim to make sure that we had good communication so that both our caucuses were communicating. We had joint caucus meetings, joint agenda meetings. I probably text him about as much as I text my wife at this point. So,
okay, where are the areas where you may disagree?
I don't see any major disagreements at this point. There may be slight differences. We have little different styles, but generally speaking, I think we're in pretty much lockstep.
This idea of having the committee of the whole so that everybody can hear everything about the budget meetings, do you think this is going to slow down the process?
Actually, I think it'll speed it up, Sam, because we're taking out a section. What we're doing is we're taking out the subcommittee where we would normally meet in subcommittee. We're going to either meet in both Ways and Means and Finance jointly together, or in the committee of the whole. So actually, it should speed up the process a little bit.
Speaker, Peggy Pierce has made it okay to say the word tax. In fact, there are fewer legislators shrinking from that word these days, now halfway into the session. Yesterday, I was in the hearing where her business tax bill was heard, and as I listened to the participants in that discussion, it just occurred to me that what you have are two groups of people that view the world in fundamentally different ways. And you had truly the same dialogue going on that has gone on forever and will go on forever. You have, on the one hand, the tax proponents on what I would call a vigorous quest yesterday, and you have the business community in an earnest, I think, desire to demonstrate what they believe will be a burden that could make things teeter in the economy. And it occurred to me that this is not something you can negotiate your way out of.
I don't know if that's true, but there are certainly people on one side and on the other side, and that there is some ideological differences. But I think down the middle is where most things get done. And so I think there is some compromise there. You know, it remains to be seen, but you've seen some votes on the assembly floor that weren't unanimous. You know, usually there's only, you know, a dozen or so of those. You've seen more of those in this session, so we'll see.
And if I can follow up, the compromise in the last session was to make things temporary, which strikes us now, I think, as the obvious compromise when you have these two fundamentally different ways of looking at the world. So now we're looking at whether to go back on that compromise, and what is the compromise going forward? It's two questions, really.
Well, I think, you know, going forward, I think why you're seeing some of the what you're seeing is because we've gone through the governor's budget over the last 8-9 weeks, and we've seen the impacts of the budget. We'll start to close budgets now, and I think you'll see agreement on probably 75-80% of what the governor has recommended. It's those few things at the end, education, health, and human services, where we have those fundamental differences. And but I think if you have that agreement, that 75-80% agreement up front, it makes it easy to it makes it easier to have those conversations about the things that are tough.
But the problem is that, as you say, education is more than 50% of the budget. Health and human services is another huge chunk of the budget. So I mean, you're getting a lot of the little stuff out of the way, but you still have the big stuff to deal with.
Sure, but in the education budget and in the health and human services budget, again, there's probably 75% in those budgets that we agree with as well. It'll be the major items. But yeah, I mean, those are going to be challenging.
You now famously said that the governor was irrelevant to the budget process. Did you wish you could have walked that back?
Well, as you just described, I said irrelevant in the budget process. I get along well with the governor. I wasn't impugning him, you know, him personally. We agree on a lot of items. What I was saying is, if you have a strict stance of zero is where I'm at, then if we pass something in the legislature that has revenue in it, it has 2/3 and it goes to the governor, it has 2/3. So it'll come back from the governor vetoed and we'll pass it again. That's the context.
And so that would be the similar situation to what occurred 2 years ago with Governor Gibbons.
Similar. Very similar.
Senator Horsford was saying yesterday that he has spent, you know, more time in the last few weeks with the governor than he spent in the entire 4 years with Governor Gibbons. Is that your experience too?
Oh, absolutely. And even before session, quite frankly, in the campaign, talking to the governor the night that he won his election, I talked to the governor in the days right after the election, and that's really the way it should be, right? I mean, this is Nevada. We get along. We try to work on things together. We're accessible, definitely.
But do you, in all these conversations, though, you still run into this no new taxes pledge?
We do, and we know his position, and he knows ours. You know, I still think the best way to communicate with someone is to talk about the things you agree with first, and then you can get to the harder stuff, and we're going to get to the harder stuff very shortly.
Are you speaking to Republicans at this point as well?
Absolutely. We have a great working relationship with Republicans in the Assembly and in the Senate. Again, there's some that are farther out on the right than I'd want to be, but generally there's some compromise in the middle.
All right, let's take a break from all that. Speak to Garrett when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Owe the IRS or state more than $10,000 in back taxes? Well, you can stop stressing right now. At Blue Tax, our team of tax professionals will remove bank levies and wage garnishments fast. Stop all collection activity immediately and negotiate a settlement on your entire tax debt. You could end up paying way less than you owe. 800-928-8948 for a free consultation. That's 800-928-8948. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. Wow!
Local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is brought to you by Capital Partners, bipartisan government affairs consulting with over three decades of diverse experience in government relations.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Speaker Asagera. Let's talk about education reform. Where do you stand with that?
Well, we just passed some of our major pieces of education reform a couple days ago in the assembly. I think it is just that. It is major reform, and as you saw, it was difficult. It was a split vote. Some of the Democrats not voting for the reform, but I think. We have to remember it's about our children and about their education, and we know we can do better. We're, number 50 in the nation on a lot of the ratings in education, so we have to do better, so reform makes sense.
But if I may, the split in that vote seemed to reflect a larger trend that you're seeing on a number of issues, and if I can just read some of them off: employee misclassification, prevailing wage, insurance issues, collective bargaining, overtime flexibility, and there was even an initiative, a Republican initiative, that would have, had it gone anywhere, and it hasn't yet, allowed an employer who's contemplating layoffs to instead cut hours across the board and allow all the employees to remain in place and be compensated by unemployment to make up the difference in the salary cut. All of those things, the split has been a union non-union split or a business union split. So what I mean, this education split yesterday reflects that. That seems to be a driving conversation.
Well, as we talked about in the last segment, we have people that are on one side of this issue, on the very far side of it, and some that are on the other, very far side. I'm willing to talk about things in the middle. So on some of the issues that you talked about, PERS, construction defect, some of the others that have been, portrayed as the demand list, I'm willing to talk about those. Education reform, economic development, those are all my bills, so I'm willing to talk about those things. Now, if we're saying we're going to go to the extreme, if we're going to reach, obviously we're not going to be able to get there. You saw that in those votes. But if you want to make some movement, I think we can talk.
But at some point, if you truly do have the desire to see children educated or to see some of the other things done that must be done in a good society, at some point you do have to confront things like prevailing wage, don't you? And like some of the issues that were in the education reform bill, and you have to confront them in a way that a lot of people aren't going to like.
Well, you know, I don't think we made any secret about it, that we're serious, that there's going to be cuts. I mean, I think we have to prove to the public, to the Nevadans, that we're going to cut. And I think that's part of what we're doing in these committees as a whole. We're going to show that we're serious about cuts. We're serious about the reforms. We have those bills. We heard, just speaking of those bills, last night in the Senate, they heard two of those bills as well. So those discussions are happening. You know, how far we get on some of those issues is yet to be determined, but we're having the discussions. In the past, we haven't even had those discussions.
Where do you stand on mining? There's a lot going on right now, a lot of fighting between different segments of the industry, with the Mining Association on one side, the minerals folks on the other side. Your thoughts on that?
Well,
and where it's going to go?
The mining industry is obviously very important to this state, and as far as I'm concerned, we don't want to single out any one industry, and I think that's the wrong approach. We've relied on gaming, construction, sales, really to a large degree, and so I don't think we should be focusing on one industry and trying to single them out. That's kind of got us in this position that we're in already. So, you know, in a broad-based way, I think we ought to look at everybody and see how everybody can contribute.
And in what way would you like to see them contribute?
Well, that's yet to be seen, too. I mean, you know, the same track as we're closing these budgets, we're looking at revenue options. Over the last 2 weeks, we've heard a lot of revenue options. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll hear a few more. And I think at the end of the day, we'll look at those and say, okay, what ones do we have some agreement on, and what ones just we have to take off the table?
Do you think you can come up with enough compromises to get the Republicans to go along with not sunsetting those taxes?
I think so. I think we're in a position where if we can show that we've done what they want, that we've cut to the degree that we need to, that we've talked about reforms, we've implemented reforms, at the end of the day, there's going to be a hole.
Pico Akachia put out a list of things that he said the Republicans in the Assembly would want to go along with lifting the sunset so that the taxes would continue. How much of that list do you think you could accomplish to get them to do that?
First of all, that list, all I've heard is words on a page. I haven't heard details. You know, these, like you just had on your list, collective bargaining, public employees retirement.
Well, there were Republican bills submitted. You have seen those details.
Not really. I mean, on some of those, there's not bills. Some of them there are, but some of them they're not. So we haven't seen a lot of detail on that. So, you know, as the details come out, I mean, again, let me go back to my analogy. I mean, if it's reaching reforms, if we're here and you want to get here, probably not going to happen. But if you want to get here, you know, there's an opportunity to talk about that.
And that's where we have to leave it. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to you coming back before the end of the session, and good luck with your work.
Love to do it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
You already know, Evergreen is far and away the finest carpet cleaning service in Northern Nevada. However...
You know, I wish you guys could do something with wood floors.
I'm on it.
Huh?
Now, complete cleaning of all wood floors, only from Evergreen Carpet Care. We've got the expertise and the specially designed machines to safely clean your wood floors down to the original luster, and we can even refinish them.
You did it!
Like I said, I'm on it.
For the ultimate in cleaning, it's Evergreen Carpet and Wood Floor Care.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 160-point inspection, amazing warranties, roadside assistance, and a Carfax vehicle history report. And now certified customers are eligible for new car financing rates. Toyota certified used vehicles. The best new cars make the best used cars. Get 2.9% APR for 60 months on all Toyota certified used vehicles. Toyota.
This segment is brought to you by Capital Partners, bipartisan government affairs consulting with over three decades of diverse experience in government relations. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Larry Mathias is here. He's the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Russell Rowe with the Capital Company. And Trey Abney, director of government affairs for the Reno-Sparks Chamber of Commerce. In listening to the speaker today and listening to the majority leader yesterday, both Democrats, obviously, they almost have a love fest with the governor. It's almost like they're moderate conservatives.
Well, I think what you see is that these are new leaders, a new governor, and I think that they've established a working relationship that's quite healthy. They're talking with each other, not at each other, and I think that that's a hopeful sign that when they hit those rough spots, and they're going to, and they're going to disagree, that they'll be able to walk through it.
But still, the governor maintains his position of no new taxes. Where is the big difference between this administration and the Gibbons administration?
Well, not much apparently on the tax issue, but in, as Larry said, in terms of relationships and reaching out across the courtyard, there's a tremendous difference. The amount of communication between leadership in the legislature and the governor is markedly different than the previous administration. That's going to, I think, bode well for the process as we get further on.
Trey?
Well, I mean, I would agree. You know, in positions on taxes, there's no difference, really, between Gibbons and Sandoval. But this governor will not stay holed up in his office. He will be engaged both through himself and through staff, walking over across and talking to folks. There will be no surprises, you know, with bills that come back vetoed over there. I mean, I think everybody's very clear where everybody's at. And he and this governor is not just saying no new taxes and then being quiet and going off somewhere. He's saying no new taxes. And by the way, Republican Senate and Assembly caucuses, you're going to hold the line with me and stay with me as well. So he's keeping those guys in line with him, which strengthens his position much more in the process.
Samantha, you were in the hearings yesterday concerning mining. Your thoughts on that?
It was an intra-industry confrontation, and you may have read about it in the Las Vegas Sun yesterday, Antoinette Damon's piece about the exploration companies that are separate from the mining operations, and really, when they made the deal for the claim increases, got stuck with the lion's share of the fees. Those exploration companies now want to be heard, and in fact have formed a new alliance in order to be heard, and it was a long, long, long hearing.
I think in many of these discussions, we oversimplify going in that of what an industry is. Because they're in a common endeavor. I represent doctors, and the differences among doctors is huge. The differences among what you do within an industry, within an overall category, can make your interests quite different. And that's not surprising. And it's not surprising that sometimes legislators, sometimes the media, get really confused about why there isn't an agreement. And it's just that if the agreement doesn't really take into account the differences within an industry, then that's not a real agreement.
Where do you think this is heading?
With respect to mining?
Mm-hmm.
To taxes, clearly. You know, it's never good to get divided internally within an industry. I don't represent mining. I do represent gaming, and we face the same issues as mining with respect to being targeted as an industry. On policy issues, gaming companies, and you've seen it this session, are on opposite sides of the table. But when it comes to tax discussions, you want everybody together in those wagon circles. You can address the issue in the strongest position possible.
What do you think it's heading?
Well, I mean, this is being painted as the kind of the small guys versus the big guys. The small guys are the mining exploration companies that frankly take a lot of risk to go out and try to find these claims. And now that we increase these fees, it's going to be that much harder. They may not even go out and decide it's worth the risk to do that. And so they're arguing that the big guys in the Nevada Mining Association made this deal without them at the table, although I think Tim Crowley with the association would disagree. So I think you could probably see this is one thing that Sheila Leslie is actually proposing to decrease a tax and fees on these guys, and this is probably one thing that maybe get through beyond the besides the fact of all the bigger issues of whether mining is going to be taxed more, their deductions are going to be taken away, et cetera.
Well, there shouldn't be any misunderstanding that the Revenue Committee yesterday was very interested in hearing from these exploration companies on if we decrease this fee for you, what else will you bring to the table? What other activity do you participate in that we can tax? So it's not simply a matter of we're going to decrease.
Remember, this did not bring in near as much money as they thought it would. This fee increase that they imposed in special session, they thought it was going to bring in X amount. It did not bring in what they had planned on.
And I think with regard to your comment about divisions within an industry, I think the thought that occurred to me as I was sitting there yesterday is it always is useful to remember that within any industry there are the big guys and then there are probably a bunch of little guys that comprise, as these people do, a very large segment within that industry.
Absolutely, and they can split on egos too. There often are outsized egos involved in many of these things. But I think we're going to see this kind of debate go on a whole range of these revenue issues where those who are tagged to pay more or less taxes are going to be at each other, even though they're very close on most policy issues.
Do you agree?
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
We have agreement on our panel. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all so much. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
Atlantis. Newly designed and inspiring. Exclusive concierge rooms, luxury tower rooms, endless amenities to enjoy. Experience the all-new Spa Atlantis featuring unique treatments. Spa is not an indulgence. Spa is a way of life. Award-winning dining at its best featuring the all-new Atlantis Steakhouse. Fine steaks, classic cocktails, and tableside service. Reno's newest hotspot.
It's back, bigger and better than ever. The Real RV Show and Sale at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. Sierra RV and Spreads RV have teamed up once again for the Real RV Show.
Select from hundreds of new and used units.
Save thousands of dollars. Choose from fifth wheels, diesel pushers, motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, and more. Don't buy anywhere else until you've seen the incredible deals at the Real RV Show and Sale at the Grand Sierra Resort just off 395 in Reno. The Real RV Show.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? You do have another choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. Call now for your free information kit to learn more. K-12 is a fully accredited program parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. And books and supplies are included.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Nevada Virtual Academy is currently accepting students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today or go online to learn more.
As we continue our coverage from Carson City from the Gwynn Room in the Governor's Annex, we will continue our coverage on our next broadcast with Senate Minority Leader Mike McGinnis. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.